Steve, thanks very much. It's Bill Leff and it's Wendy Snyder. On Fridays, we get a visit from our friend Kurt Wagner. He's the man who runs TVShowPatrol.com, one of your best sources for TV information, TVShowPatrol.com. And today, it's not just you critiquing television. You have brought a friend of yours, a fellow television critic, correct?
Yes. Amory Cunningham from MyTakeOnTV.com. And Philadelphia's here. We're going to see 2E2 this weekend.
Fantastic.
Oh, yeah. That starts today.
Mm-hmm. Very, very nice. I want to flash back to last week toward the end of the program. I was saying that there's a show that is custom-made for you, Wendy, and that's the show Vinyl on HBO.
Are you setting me up because I can't say my quote on the air?
I think you can say it. Go ahead. Say what you just said off air. You're fine.
I said I flippin' love it.
Yes. Yes. This show, there's in the history of television, I don't think they've ever made a show that's more perfect for you. I knew you would love this show. But, Kurt, as we were saying, for some reason, despite Martin Scorsese's presence, it's not getting a lot of viewers for
some
reason.
Yeah, it's not doing as well as they had hoped it would. And I don't know that the critical, do you remember what the critics were saying about it?
I feel like everybody was saying it's an okay show.
Yeah. Mixed reviews.
Kind of lukewarm, yeah.
Yeah.
But see, I am a radio junkie, and I got into radio, music radio, and it's just that happened before my time.
Right.
But I witnessed a little of that. But that's what happened. You'd have to sign these no payola things, and that's how records got played.
Right.
Who had the best drugs? Who could give you the best party or something?
Yeah.
I think it's really good, and I love seeing the depiction of all the rock and rollers.
Mm-hmm.
Mick Jagger's son looks just like him.
Yeah, and Mick Jagger is a producer on the show, so a lot of it has to, you know.
I think it's superb, and if
comes
you like
from experience,
music history and radio history, you will love it. If you're not, I think it's a very niche audience.
Yeah,
and
it
is the history of coke snorting and.
That was the original title. They changed it the last minute.
I've never seen anybody rip a rearview mirror off. Can I just say that?
Oh.
What about a cassette case?
If he was more resourceful.
An 8-track, anything.
I just read a piece where they were talking about how HBO is in a weird state of flux right now because over the years, they've always had one or two or three hits running at the same time. But right now, only John Oliver's show is really doing fairly decent business.
Well, Game of Thrones.
And Game of Thrones, of course. I'm sorry.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And Girls coming to an end next year. So really, that's kind of going down. And
yeah.
Right. And I think there's, I don't know what's going on there, what's creative-wise. I don't know if the way that they're deciding what shows to pick up and stuff has changed or if they're, you know, I don't know if they're more hands-off or whatever, but it does seem like they flail a little bit here and there.
Now, I don't know if we discussed this, but Deadwood, which was a huge hit for them several years ago, and they had promised us when Deadwood went off the air, we'll get another movie or two to wrap up all the loose ends, and that never happened. But now it looks like they're going to go ahead and do at least one and maybe two of these wrap-up movies. That's good news.
As far as I know, they are.
Yeah, that was a show that I couldn't miss. So I'm looking forward to a movie.
Right.
I can't wait. Also, if we can go back to last week for just a second and then on to new business. A caller had asked about this television show, Person of Interest.
Right. This is the final season.
But there will be more. I mean,
the final season has not started.
Right.
It's starting soon. And I did a story about all the CBS. They have a weird schedule coming up that involves Mike and Molly's return and then the series finale of that, plus Person of Interest and The Odd Couple also. And they're going to be doing all kinds of weird things. So look
Is that Caviezel?
That's Jim Caviezel, Wendy.
That's the Caviezel.
When you left, Kurt, Wendy said the name Caviezel over 100 times. I don't know why.
Well, you know what? When I posted the story, Wendy, I posted the main photo as of Jim Caviezel just for you.
I saw that.
An action shot.
Although now the guy from Vinyl is my new love interest.
Bobby Cannavale.
Oh, Bobby Cannavale.
Oh, my God.
He's been great in so many things. He's been so good in so many things in the past.
Chef. He was in the movie Chef. Yeah.
The station agent.
I'm president of his fan club now.
Are you the president?
So Mike and Molly come back April 25th. Just so we can tell people, this Person of Interest returns May 3rd, and Odd Couple is back April 7th. But at some point in all of their runs, they will be showing 2 episodes a week.
What? Really?
So, like, Person of Interest will air starting at some point on Mondays and Tuesdays.
The Odd Couple will air on
Mondays and Thursdays.
Yeah.
And Mike and Molly will do back-to-back episodes until it's over.
Huh. How about that?
So it's a little weird, but if you go to TVShowPatrol.com,
it's like they're hurrying to get
it. You can find.
It's crazy.
Right.
Well, they are, because then they have to air their summer shows.
And I think they have holds on talent or like publicity that they can't go past a certain point with some of the shows.
Yeah.
So they have to pay penalties if they go too far into the
summer. How about that? How about that?
That's a crazy TV world. There are too many shows. There's officially too many shows.
Yeah.
Wendy, I have some good news for you. This just came in. Jim Caviezel's show, Person of Interest, is adding another actor. Frank Zappa's son, who is now married to Vin Diesel's wife, is joining the show, and his name is Dweezil Diesel Caviezel. So he will be on the show starting on Monday.
That's really good, and I won't wreck it by saying I don't really. I'm over Caviezel.
Are you over Caviezel?
Yeah, it's now
that's
Cannavale.
How fast things happen in the world.
She's moved on.
That's crazy. All right, we're going to come back. This is a hook that I think will get people interested.
You are so weird.
I know. I'm not discounting
we
that.
We love it.
You both wanted to discuss the state of sex on television.
Yeah.
Right? Can we do that in a minute?
Yeah.
All right.
We
can. That's what's coming next.
It's kind of uncomfortable.
It's very uncomfortable.
It's better in a bed.
Bill and Wendy, WGN. Bill Leff, and it's Wendy Snyder. Not one, but two television critics in studio. Don't worry, you will not be charged extra. Kurt Wagner's here from TVShowPatrol.com. Amory Cunningham is here. Her website is MyTakeOnTV.com. And you wanted to discuss the state of television in terms of sex and how much sex is now on TV.
Right.
Yes.
Well, I just this struck me when I was watching the screeners for the new season of Daredevil, which starts on Netflix today, mm-hmm. which is released on Netflix today. And I love that show, and the season's really great. They screen 7 episodes. But I often feel like when sex is introduced, it sort of stops all momentum of the episode or the show. Like, there's some scenes in there where, I mean, and this wasn't even sex. This was just like longing glances. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I started to feel like, okay, enough already, you know, kiss or do whatever you need to do and move on.
Yeah.
You know, and don't show me it. You know,
I have to agree. Is it that show, The Family? Is that the one with Joan Allen?
Yeah.
Yes.
There was a scene in there, and I'm watching this with my kids, and they're teenagers, but still, there was a moment. I don't want to give it away if people haven't watched it yet, but there's a pretty aggressive sex scene going on, and it's like, why did you need that in there?
Right. And I think it works in certain shows if it's like some kind of romance show, like Outlander. They used some of those sex scenes that they actually sort of tell a story.
Yeah.
You know, they're part of the story. But there's just been so many. I mean, Game of Thrones does this sex... What's it called?
Sexposition.
Sexposition.
But that's expected in that show, isn't it?
Right.
Be honest.
I think it is in that one.
But I think they're...
The family,
I mean, in that show,
a kid
they,
was,
yeah.
you know...
Yeah.
Assaulted and molested, and you know, now they're having a sex. It doesn't need to be in there.
Right. And I just feel like so often they put it in and it doesn't actually further the story, and it really just stops everything, you know, stops all the momentum, takes you out of it. You know?
I'm trying to remember what film critics said. Anytime they see a famous person having sex in a movie, the movie stops for them and they say to themselves, "Wow, I'm watching Reese Witherspoon having sex right now,"
right.
instead
right.
of being in the moment. But it doesn't it? Sometimes it's paramount to the story. I
right.
mean, depending on
many
what the,
things, but there are it is thrown in very gratuitously.
Right. Well, like Vikings on History Channel,
they had lots of sex.
They
those Vikings.
They've
Vikings
had this
were
season
randy.
Already. There have been sex scenes that have made sense.
Yeah.
That have worked for the story. Have furthered the story. And then last night there was this extended weird
bathtub
scene that I was just like.
You're against that sort of thing.
For the Vikings?
I'm really falling out of this right now. You know, this is really taking away from me.
A Viking taking a bubble bath?
Well, no, he was
You'd be
giving,
surprised.
He was giving someone a bubble bath.
Oh, well, see, that's the tender side of a Viking.
It was sort of spa day on Vikings,
yeah, exactly.
I guess.
You know what show?
Because then he cut her hair.
The show, I think, handles it really well, actually, is The Good Wife. Because it's a show about law and all that things. But a lot of Alicia's life has been based on the men in her life and kind of how she handles that. And so I really like how the new relationship she has kind of freed her up. And they use sex as kind of a way to further that story. And they handle it really well. So it doesn't pull you out of the show.
It makes sense in that case.
Right. Yeah.
There are shows that, if you think about them, Californication, Girls, Dream On, where you knew that every week you were going to get at least one,
right.
sometimes two, or even three sex scenes. That was
right.
a given, right?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Lena Dunham's always naked.
She
you
does seem to be naked a lot. Yeah, maybe
that's her role, to show people that I'm a real girl and I can be naked and look at me.
Yeah. Exactly.
And you save on wardrobe. You save costs on wardrobe. Exactly. Better for everybody.
Although more on waxing.
Yeah. And makeup. Would you have to do all body makeup?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. So not that long ago, if there was anything even remotely suggestive or subjective as in terms of a sex scene, they would have to put warnings all over, you know, before you saw it. And they don't really do that as much anymore, do they?
I watch TMLA all the time.
Yeah, I think they do it more for... I mean, they do that thing, but I think they do more for if it's a really violent episode. But I don't even know if they always do that.
You know what show does it and I don't understand is Baskets, the FX show with Zach Galifianakis. On every break, they tell you that this is mature subject matter. And it, I mean, some of it is, but
it
not
is.
That much. Is it? Is it that much?
Oh, to like totally blatantly use someone to get a green card and things like that.
Well, yes, there's that. So it's adult subject matter like that, but it's not something. I mean, if you were watching it and there was an 8-year-old in the room, they wouldn't understand the nuances of a show like that.
Well, maybe they're worried that,
I love that show.
Since he's a clown or a clown.
A clown.
That might be an FX thing, though, because they do it a lot for a lot of their shows.
Most of their shows.
I know every act break they have something for
it. And they swear in it. So
the Americans, they do it.
The Americans, for sure.
Yeah, which started again this week. Great show.
Yeah.
What was...
I've heard it was good.
It's really good.
I'm blanking on the Dennis Franz show where...
NYPD Blue?
NYPD Blue. For a long time, it was a given that you were going to see somebody's butt during
the show. Well, it wasn't until the first butt. And then it was like... It seemed like every season there was a new butt that was going to be shown.
Right.
And they made a... And they sort of quietly made a big deal of it.
If
it sounds weird to say that. But it was like they were... They didn't want to seem to be promoting it, but they made sure... It was out there which episode it was going to be.
Right. Right.
And now there's butts everywhere.
Yeah,
now there's butts everywhere.
You can't turn the TV on without seeing a butt in your face.
Well, I'm glad that trend continued and not the short sleeve shirt with a tie like Sipowicz wore. Because that I would not want to see on TV ever again.
That's so true. Kurt, if either you or Amory, if you know the answer to this, just be careful on how you divulge this. But I believe it's the last episode for Walking Dead of the season.
What?
On Sunday, isn't it? Is this the season? Is it the end of the season?
I thought there
or do
were
we
three
have a few
more.
Oh, I hope there's three
two
more.
Two or three more. I thought
it was the end of the season.
Regardless, do you know? Because they keep hinting online. I have to be very careful. That one of our favorite characters is probably going to be gone, and then they give clues as to why that's true. Do either of you know if
don't
that's...
Don't say anything.
Don't say who it
you
is.
You shouldn't have even said that.
I don't know. I thought this last week's episode, I thought for sure a favorite
we were
going to
lose somebody.
Everything was going so well, something had to happen. Yeah. Is this going to follow the lines of the comic book? Because I have my 13-year-old who's constantly telling me, oh, here's what happens in the comic.
Right.
I'm like, will you shut up?
Well, it already has.
It has a little bit, though.
With Carl.
They combine characters and they move characters around, but a lot of, like with Carl and characters that are coming in, I think that scare people for what that means for our favorites.
Right.
I don't know, though.
Yeah,
best show on planet Earth. Next
they
to
really
vinyl.
Love.
I wish Bobby Cannavale would be in Walking Dead.
Oh, maybe that'll happen. Wendy's got a letter writing
campaign.
It'll
have to have a time traveling then all of a sudden.
Right, right. Are we going to see, and I'm surprised this hasn't already happened, there's been one or two copycat shows with dead people walking around and terrorizing society, but is that going to be a trend in the next couple of years? Will we see more and more of that after this is such a hit?
I think what's probably more likely and already has happened is the apocalyptic type of thing. And the apocalypse will be some kind of different steam thing. Like CW has containment coming up, which there's like an Ebola virus that is let loose in Atlanta. And so they have to close off a part of Atlanta.
Always Atlanta.
And the people who are... Well, that's because that's where they film.
Oh.
And the people who are trapped...
Where's the World Health Organization?
Oh, it's
CDC
in Atlanta.
The CDC is in
Atlanta.
Oh,
CDC.
Yeah.
Well, that's so, where it happened.
So it's like the plight of the people who are stuck in the contained area, you know, because like it's lawlessness run rampant. But then they're all sort of dying. And then the people on the outside, their loved ones who want to try to get in. And so it's, you know, heavy drama, like that kind of thing. So I think that kind of apocalyptic
show. Last Man on Earth to some extent is that on Fox.
Right. The 100 was that.
The 100.
In
and iZombies about zombies, but not
when's
the apocalypse.
When's the plague going to make a comeback?
We want more
the plague
TV.
The bubonic plague.
Well, that could be a historical thing. Maybe History Channel will do that. The plague, you know how it ends.
The plague starring the cast of Vikings.
And the 100 just
bring
lost a major character, right? Is that okay to talk about? That's already happened. But I know a fan favorite was just killed off on there.
Yeah.
Is it okay to talk about? People are still really upset about it.
They are. Remember I was telling you about that?
But yes, so because she's going to a zombie show.
Yeah.
She's on Fear the Walking Dead. She's a series regular, so they kind of had to get rid of her.
Oh.
And now she's in a different apocalypse.
Right. Well, history got rid of somebody who was sort of a fan favorite last night. So,
are you allowed to say, or is that still upsetting to people?
Well,
you
won't say it.
You have to wait because some people, they'll DVR the episode.
Yeah. All right,
so don't say. All right, that's fair.
Watch vinyl.
No, oh,
Phil,
people have died
you created
on there,
this monster.
I know, that's fine. We all want the same thing. We want people to find the better television shows out there and support them. So I'm shocked that vinyl's not doing better.
Do not watch Criminal Minds Beyond Borders.
Stay away?
Yes.
Any reason in particular? It's awful.
It's right. very...
thank you for whispering that.
I feel it's very xenophobic.
Oh.
I agree with that.
That means too much Xena,
the princess warrior.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Xenophobic.
That's what it is.
Called it the Donald Trump of series television.
It's come to that. Two television critics in studio, Kurt Wagner of TVShowPatrol.com and Amory Cunningham, who is a writer over at MyTakeOnTV.com. A great website. Both great websites. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of the weekend.
Thank you.
Have a good weekend.
Yeah. A quick break and then more show coming your way next. Bill and Wendy, WGN.